We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lions back in action on Sunday against Miami at Ford Field. Joining us now is the head coach of the Lions, Dan Campbell. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Obviously, the trip to Dallas did not work out the way you guys wanted. Start with something that I thought was pretty good was Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Pascal, and Jeff Okudah. The three of them really showed why they were drafted so high.
Yeah, they did. I thought our defense played pretty dang good, you know, and overall I thought it was winning football by them. Wasn't perfect, but I feel like we're trending the right way defensively, and that's credit to AG. You know, we knew we needed to make a few changes and tweak some things, play the strength of our defense, and that he and his staff did a hell of a job. And then those players, man, they stepped up. It's good to see Pascal, and some of the things we did with Hutch are good for him. And, it was encouraging. I tell you what, two guys that I think played the best game that I've seen them play since I've been here was Okudah and Julian Okwara.
Okudah was a tackling machine, and he was hitting people hard.
Yes, he was. You know, we challenged those guys on the perimeter, and he answered the bell. And look, he challenged in the pass game outside as well. And look, Amani was good. Now, you didn't see it as much because a lot more of those runs were over there where Okudah was at. But all those guys on the perimeter, I thought, really stepped up.
And I just want to ask you one more thing about Josh Pascal. It was obviously our first opportunity to see him, but your thoughts on his performance and what he brings and the flexibility that he brings to the lineup up front.
Yeah, look, I would say this. I was very encouraged by his performance. We didn't expect there to be, you know, him to go out there and just, you know, make a million plays. Obviously, he's not even practiced per se. I mean, he didn't go through camp. He has been through 3 weeks of practice, but I would say this, he certainly showed up early in that game, and then, you know, the more plays he got on him, he got a little fatigued, which he'll only get better with time. But he does have versatility. He is explosive. He is high motor, and he's smart, and he's only going to get better.
On the flip side is Jared Goff. He was very good, as we know, the first four games, last two. Can you pinpoint what has happened? You have such a good offensive line that he seems to be, I don't know, fidgety back there for no reason. Obviously, the turnovers, he's had, you know, two pick sixes in the strip sack. What is the reason you think that his play has gone down?
Well, look, I think there's a number of reasons, but I do think that I think the shakeup in the receiver room is not easy. I mean, I believe that's not an easy thing. I mean, we lose Saint, we get him back, then we lose him for the game. We don't have a healthy Reynolds, and those two guys are big for him. I know Sharp's been out a while, so then you need to gain back explosiveness in the run game. We don't have Swift, and so it's. Look, the game the other day was playing out exactly like we needed it to. And then when we turned the ball over going in at the one, it changed everything that we had to do. We're playing a different game now that we didn't want to play against the number one rushing pass rush defense in the league, you know, with those sacks and everything. So, but I think getting the, you know, I think Saint's going to come back this week. He's healthier than he was before the bye. And if we can get Reynolds a little healthier, I think that'll help us.
We're seeing different decisions made across the league. Frank Reich is making a decision at quarterback, and part of that is injury-related, but he also said this was going to be for the year. In his statement, he said, hey, I'm judged on wins and losses. Quarterbacks are judged on points and turnovers. If the turnover issue isn't fixed with Jared Goff and the offense continues to struggle, is there a point where you would consider making a change?
Well, look, that's down the road, and I'm no different than what Frank just said. I have to look at everything, and every player gets evaluated, and, if that's the case, you take it as it comes, and you evaluate when need be. But right now, I mean, it's all about putting our best unit out there to get ready to play Miami, and that's Jared Goff.
Dan Campbell joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. John referenced Reich also saying coaches are judged by their record. Look, you know what the record is. No road wins, 4-18-1. And the fact that teams that shows you what we know, or everybody knows, that the Giants, the Jets, Seattle, teams that we thought that you guys were better than have gotten off to really good starts, makes it, pretty difficult for a lot of fans to stomach. How do you look at those situations, how it relates to you?
Yeah, they have more wins.
Is there a reason for that, you think, with the Lions, that we haven't gotten those wins yet?
No. Do you really want me to give you an excuse?
No.
So, they're doing a good job, and I'm not doing a good enough job. That's the bottom line.
There is one situation I want to ask you about in regards to Sunday's game. At the end of the first half, you guys get the ball back with 1:53, all three timeouts, and Jamal Williams goes for 13 yards. You get out from underneath your own goalpost. Was there any consideration of trying to use those timeouts and the time you had available to then get into field goal range? And why was it just we're gonna take this into halftime?
Yeah, look, it took a lot for me to do what I did. That was hard for me to do that. But I told myself going into that game that we were going to be smart. We were not going to get Goff hit early in that game. There were going to be ball-out throws. We were going to run it. We were going to play good defense. And I knew we were getting the ball back at the end of half. And let's go in with a three-point lead. We're playing pretty good football. And so there was a game plan that I wanted to follow. And it meant not letting those guys over there on defense get comfortable. I didn't want to see Michael Parsons freaking screaming off the edge and hitting our quarterback. I wanted to make sure that Goff was comfortable, and we did that. That was the whole plan behind it.
And speaking of Micah Parsons, and I was watching the matchup, and everybody's going to be comparing the draft pick of Penei Sewell and Micah Parsons later in that draft. I thought, and I've thought this all year, Penei Sewell is playing at a high level. Your thoughts on that matchup? I think it was 12 times maybe that they had head-to-head matchups, and it looked like Penei Sewell dominated that matchup.
Listen, it was great to see. That was one of those matchups you go into the game and you kind of you get giddy about. You just want to see what it looks like, and because you feel pretty confident about your guy, and I did feel that way. I felt like he answered the bell, and I'm telling you, and Parsons is special now. He's a special talent, and he played hard against us. He's got rare length and speed, explosiveness, all that. But I tell you what, Sewell, man, you forget, that is a big, giant human being that is athletic. He's as athletic as a lot of tight ends in this league, so... and he can anchor, he can punch, he's got quickness, and I like our guy, and I did think he played well.
On the play where Brock Wright got taken down at the 1 yard line, can you clear up the whole challenge thing? Because I'm under the belief that A, it's reviewed because it was a possible scoring play, and there's a thing in the rule book that says, at least if I'm reading it correctly, that you cannot challenge a spot on those type of plays. Is that correct?
Well, that was because it was not ruled a touchdown, we can challenge.
Oh, okay.
Had it been ruled a touchdown in your defense, you could challenge it. But as far as, well, that's any time it's a scoring or it's a turnover, you cannot challenge.
Right.
So point was, they didn't call it a touchdown, and I just wanted to know, was it clearly a touchdown, and they did not call it correctly. That's all. I just wanted a yes, no, I'm looking at it, maybe, whatever, and then that didn't work out. And so had it been close at all, which I know it ended up being close, it wasn't clear enough to say one way or another, we wouldn't have challenged. I didn't want to give up a timeout knowing we had four downs at the one.
Right. I thought, what's that?
You know, the spot wasn't good, but the spot doesn't matter. Okay, move us up half a yard. We still fumble the ball.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, it's just so typical, I mean, of this bad luck that this, whatever, that the Lions have, that Jamal Williams has not lost a fumble in his whole career, and that happens then. I mean, it just, does it make you scratch your head?
No, I mean, look, I can't do that. I can't think that way. Yeah. You know, that's not, that does us no good. We got to coach up the fundamentals. It's very unlike Jamal, and nobody's crushed more by it than him. But there was a lot of things that went into that game. So, you know, we got to think positive. We got to have positive thoughts. We got to practice positively, and let's move forward.
Let me ask you one other thing about the short yardage. Is Jared Goff capable, or do you guys have quarterback sneaks, or is he just not good at that? Because it seems in short yardage situation, you guys have not been successful, and you don't do the sneak.
Yeah, he can do that. You know, it's something that we talk about a lot. You know, I don't think he's the greatest sneak quarterback you've ever seen in your life, but he can certainly do it. It's just a lot of times it's hard not to give it to Jamal. I mean, his success rate on short yardage has been outstanding ever since he's been in the league. So, but no, we don't lose sight of that.
You obviously, moving forward, you talk about turning the page. You got Miami coming to town, and how do you wipe this one clean? You don't want to forget about it because you don't want to make the same mistakes, but I know the turnovers are frustrating, but what's even as frustrating, at least to me watching it, is the penalties at key moments. How do you correct those as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as just yesterday I told those guys, you can't worry about, we're getting ready for Miami, you can't worry about what just happened. You got to worry about the day, and the day meant get in there and let's watch the tape together and let's point out exactly why this got called and why it was not why it wasn't at a good time, or what you need to do with your hands, or just, we got to learn from it, and the guy next to him's got to learn from it so it doesn't happen to him. And it's really as simple as that, man. Focus on the moment you're in, and let's make those corrections. And then we'll worry about Wednesday.
Final thing, John brought up Miami. I mean, Hill, Waddle, I mean, you talk about fast receivers. You got the secondary has some work to do, doesn't it?
Yeah, listen, they're lethal. This ball gets out in a hurry. You know, Tua's got a quick release, and everything's built on getting it into their hands. And then they got a pretty good run game, and then they'll take their shots. He'll hold it for a tick and then just air it out and let those guys go get it. So they'll mix in enough of those. I mean, it's a challenge, but I know this. I really like where our defense is going. You know, we had our best week of practice last week, and I thought that showed up on Sunday, and I anticipate us playing better. So it's a challenge, but I think our defense will be up to it.
Finally, what candy are the Campbells giving out on Halloween next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know what? I need to talk to Holly about that one. I'm not sure. I mean, usually it's a mix.
Just tell me.
It's probably Snickers. It's Reese's. It's
full size.
It's all of the above.
It's got to be full size, though, right?
You know, one time we I can't remember what year this was, but we would take our kids out, and then we would just leave the light on and have a big old container, you know, just full of stuff. And we came back, I mean, it's maybe an hour later, but there's nothing, but the container's like ripped in half. Anyway, so.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good luck next week, and we'll talk to you a week from today. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Yep. That's Dan Campbell, head coach of your Detroit Lions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.